Other than making homemade biscuits, that's the only kind of bread other than the kind that you would buy out of the store that's made in here. Other than cornbread.
Uh-huh.
On occasion then when I use it, if I'm gonna fix cornbread, I mostly use the mix because I've never mixed it from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, we call scratch when you start from, you know, corn meal and then whatever, you know about. But anyhow, biscuits, I make homemade biscuits myself. And that's one of my, I'm pretty good at that. In fact, the last time I did an interview with a lady, I did one with a lady, I guess about a couple of months ago, at from the museum on St. Simon. This guy had wrote a book. Well, mostly it's a book of pictures of shrimp and, you know, and stuff. Jack Lee, I don't know, have you heard of him? Well, he had a book in the museum on St. Simon. And somehow, I don't know, I think Jackie, if I'm not mistaken, at the post office called me, and she interviewed me. I think I'm not mistaken. And we were talking, you know, she was asking questions like concerning traditions that were handed down from one generation to the other.
Uh-huh.
And she wanted to know about the, you know, cooking things like that were passed on. And then we got to talking about biscuits. And it happened so the day before she came, I had made a pan of biscuits. And I had some. And I told her about, you know, making homemade biscuits. And I told her at the particular time I had some pig feet on, cooking a pot of pig feet. And she couldn't understand what I was saying to save my life. I mean, I know my voice or something, when I said pig feet, this didn't register with her.
Uh-huh.
She didn't understand. And so when she came here, the aroma was all over the area. Because
uh-huh.
I had, you know, onions and celery and bell pepper and a whole mixture of all that kind of stuff cut up in it, and it was really saying something. You could smell it in the yard. It was and I was using seasoning salt only to season it. Man, it was saying something. And she smelled it when she stepped in the door, and I told her what it was. And I got up and I said, would you like to try some of the biscuits? And she said, yes, I'll try one. So I said, well, they don't need me heating one for you. You can't eat one. No one can eat one. Something like Lay's potato chip. You gotta have two. So what I did, I heat two of them and I put some jelly in between and I gave one. And man, she took a bite. She said, it is good. So she ate one and then I had another one sitting there. She said, did you fix that for me? I said, yeah, because I know you could eat one. So those are some of the pictures. See those two pictures over there? Those are some of the pictures that's in the book, and it's at the museum. You saw those two pictures?
Oh, okay.
Both? Let me see. I know the large one is, it's the same picture. But this one is on the wall as soon as you walk in the museum. It's on St. Simon now.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
And I have several of them in the book. And that's me on the boat.
Uh-huh.
This small one, he gave me both of them. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, I know that one's on the wall.
Uh-huh.
With me tripping the bag for the shrimp to come out of the nets.
Yeah.
That's one of them. Is right. As soon as you walk in the door, the first one I saw, the first one I saw was mine. She came by and she told me to, you know, after she got through with the interview, she said, well, why don't you come over and I'll show you the book. And then, I'll show you the book while you're over there.
Uh-huh.
I went over there and she wasn't there. And the lady that were there at the time, man, I think she was glad the girl wasn't there. But she was a young lady. I'm imagine about your age, I don't know. But she was a young lady. I'm saying a young lady about your age, I don't even know your age. But anyway, she was a young lady the reason I said that, in comparing to the other lady.
Uh-huh.
You know, she could have been 65, I don't know. But we got to talking there, and I think she was glad the girl wasn't there. Oh, man, she didn't understand a whole lot about the terms on the shrimp boat and stuff like that. And what is the, what is this turtle excluder thing? And I had some pictures of it in my truck. I went to the truck and got those. And man, I think she was glad the girl wasn't there.